from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, beautiful bakers, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the podcaster that says, get ready, get set. On your marks, get set, get the only podcast that adds get ready and get set together and drags it out before he says, I'm going to bake. I mean, some of you out there, I know, but I'm going to, you know, bake you up some lulls and meanders, because it's, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're in the right place, because it's time for Sleep With Me podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, before we get on here, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion. That means being here for you. There's links to extra resources if you need them right now in the show notes. And it means supporting the members of our community, being a part of positive change. You could do that. There's links to organizations you can connect with to say Black Lives Matter, to say Stop Asian Hate right in our show notes. One of those organizations that I've been supporting is Beam. You could support them using the links in our show notes. Thanks, everybody. And, here's the sponsors that enable me to be here for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Media Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box, straight straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, and I thank the listeners who support the sponsors. That's really how we're able to be here for you free twice a week. And I want to thank Jennifer, who got a relief band, took it on a cross-country trip. That's my friend Jennifer. I just made the connection now looking at this. That's cool. Hey, Jennifer. And then I want to thank James, Michelle, and Larissa. Talk about a family move. They got an air doctor, and then Larissa got Daily Harvest for her birthday. Absolutely amazing. Tag the sponsors. Tag me in a social media post, Twitter, Instagram stories, TikTok, whatever it is that works best for you. That's how they know that partnering with Sleep and Me is going to be valuable to them. I could not do it without those of you. You can find out more at sleepandmepodcast.com/sponsors. But thank you, Jennifer, Larissa, James, and Michelle. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're in extra need right now, use the links in our show notes. You could connect with extra help right now. And it's about supporting the members of our community, saying Black Lives Matter, and taking steps to show our support and solidarity to the AAPI members of our community too. And if you want to do that right now, you could go to NAPAWF.org. That's the National Asian Pacific American Women's Forum, where you could show solidarity, you could financially support them, you could take action, and you can learn more. That's NAPAWF.org. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out in the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song
sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song,
edits episodes too.
Carl W. the lecture
also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer
are on her own. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer, these are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana, Leah does the transcript.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to slow it down now. What do you say we get on with the show? I'm laughing because I got mixed up as usual. We'll slow it down now and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts on your mind, things on your mind. But it could be thoughts about past, present, or future, even current thoughts, or thoughts about current. You say, holy cow, where do you fall on AC versus DC? And I say, I never quite, can we get back to that? Could we talk about something more interesting, like Tesla versus Edison? What about Marconi? Is it Marconi? Okay, yeah, maybe we should get back to that. Because of these thoughts about current may be keeping you awake, or it could be thoughts about current stuff. Earlier, before I started having my thoughts about current, I was thinking about, I mispronounced something. You could also have thoughts about currents. You say, well, boy, baking with currents is, do you soak your currents, or do currents have seeds? Do you buy seedless currents? Or somebody may say, what's a currant taste like? I say, I don't know. I never, they're good. usually they're already installed. Like I buy my currents already, installed. Like, you know, I say, oh, currents are already in there, eh? But, you know, I think I have prepared them in one of those boxed meal, bagged meal kits before. So thoughts could be one thing that's, we've got a lot to talk about, I guess. Currently, I have currents on my mind, different formats. Thoughts could be feelings you're feeling emotionally or experiencing coming up for you, or that are just there remaining from the day, or the, you know, for me, sometimes the person I work with has to point out, like, well, those are, you know, from the they're still here, but they're, I don't want to say old feelings, because, you know, my feelings might have feelings about this. Who are you calling old? I'd say, well, what do you want me to call you? I don't exactly have nostalgia for you, and you're from the past. Feelings from the past, that doesn't really ring well. Old, you're right, old feelings doesn't, what about, how do you feel about me calling you moldy feelings? No, absolutely not. Well, can I get back to you? What if I say these are aged feelings? What about cave aged feelings? Think about that, and I'll come back to you if I remember. So feelings, physical sensations, those cave aged feelings, they're the best. We use the same cave for cheese, champagne, and feelings. I don't know if it would be the Loire Valley, but if I could get a cave to age cheese and champagne, I'd probably just say, well, could you lease out the space? Say, okay, wow, this is quite an operation you got here. So it looks like you're aging cheese and champagne here in the Loire Valley. Is it called the Loire Valley? You don't know. You live in my mind. Okay. Well, I see a lot of empty space. I was thinking about filling. Would you lease out that empty space for me? And they'd say, for what? I say, well, feelings. I'm looking to cave age some feelings. From customers? No. My own. I got enough to fill this cave and many others. Oh, you're right. I'm in the middle of. So feelings of physical sensations could be the other thing that's keeping you awake. So whether, you know, something physical you're feeling emotionally or you're thinking about, or all of them, it could be something else. You know, we get a lot of good people that listen to the show just for a little while. So they're going through a period of, you're experiencing something. Whatever it is, I'm here to help. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff so you can fall asleep. That's really the simple version. Which only took me, 8 minutes to get to that. But so a couple of things, the way I do it is I try to create a safe place. And at first you might think a cave, you know, a cave for aging feelings, where I discovered something. I don't know. That does sound, I like the way that sounds, a cave for aging feelings. That's what I call my heart. Stories from my heart. But that could be a safe place. Of course, you're right. It would have to be dehumidified, but they might need the humidity for the cheese. Shouldn't smell like cheese unless it's the good kind. You're right about that. Okay, we'll get back to you. But like, I want to create a safe place. Whatever evokes that for you, if a cave aging, an aging cave. And here's a question. I mean, caves are always aging. But there could be another SAT question. Let's see if we could figure that out. An aging cave is best for, is an aging cave best for aging? An aged cave. Who are you calling an aged cave? You're right about that cave. I was just exploring the language. Now, I didn't say old or aged. I just said an aged cave. It could mean anything. You could be any age. I don't know. I'll tell you what, I don't know my difference between limestone and something else that I can't even think of that would fit here in a good punny way. You know, I don't know the difference. I wish I had a body part that would sound funny, or that limestone started with like A-double-S, because then I could say that. I don't know my rear, you know, Is there, I don't know, I can't think of a term. Sorry about that, Cave. I believe it or not, I've gotten distracted now 4 or 5 times. I'm going to try to create a safe place for aged caves everywhere. They say, man, those Sleep With Me downloads exploded because he captured the entire segment of caves that listened to the podcast for 2 weeks. And then he called the cave aged. And he lost the whole cave audience. And it was a beautiful thing because his voice was echoing through those caves. All the cheese did go bad, and the champagne went bad too. But that was also the same caves that Scooter had leased out to kind of age his feelings. But actually, I probably wouldn't age my feelings. Just thinking about it, I wouldn't mind putting my feelings on racks in a beautiful cave and walking through it and saying, oh boy, that would be much easier than when my feelings come up at bedtime and say, hey, let's talk about this right now. Like instead, I could tour the cave. Maybe I'd have one of those helmets with a candle in it. That would be cool. And they'd say, okay, who are you again? Oh, boy, 4th grade, eh? When I couldn't figure out how to tie my shoes. Oh, no. Oh, you're when I couldn't remember my home phone number or my home address. I was unable to memorize those. You're right. Only kid in the class. All of those things were true. Probably beyond 4th grade. But yeah, okay. Well, that's good to see you. You're looking great here. What do you think of this cave? Would you believe it? You're next to a cheese that starts with a C-H, and after that, C-H-A-M-B. And I think above you is a Chateaubriand or something. It's from Brienne of Tarth's fictional champagne groves. Every grape is cut off with her sword, according to legend. Oh, I'm supposed to be starting a podcast? Oh, sleep podcast. Thanks for reminding me of that. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. You've seen a few of those. Superfluous tangents. You've seen a few of those as well. So those are a couple of things. Really, what I'm here to do is keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, you've probably already caught on that this podcast is a little bit different and a little bit strange and silly. So, when you first get to this podcast, you might be wondering, a lot of people say this, what in the name of aged caves is this person talking about? Sometimes they even put an F-O-O-L in there. Those are just managers of caves in the Lore Valley. That's what they've said to me. And they say, why are you calling again? And I say, I got one more question for you. Are you on, like in the movies, sometimes there's these cool phones in caves that you wind up, you crank up. Are you on that phone? Hello? Hello? And then my favorite part is they say, Monsieur, you've been disconnected. And I say, okay. Anyway, so could I talk to you for a second? Well, hello? Hello? Oh, boy. Enough of my personal life. Enough of my hobbies getting in the way. So this podcast is a little bit different. It's really meant to be a friendly voice you don't really listen to. Just like, I mean, that could be my future. I could be in the cave and you could call in and it would be the same thing. I would just be in my cave talking to you. And I'd say, oh, yeah, how's the weather today? Oh, it's just same as always, 44% humidity. That's how we like it. I mean, I don't particularly, it's not exactly the best weather. Perfect for aging my feelings, so I believe. Though the people I've run it by said, Scooter, I think this is what we call a boondoggle in the business of mental health. Mental health boondoggle. And I'd say, well, could that get me in one of those DSVM-4? Like, could you just put it in there? Like, under cave aging, maybe you could put in there. Not the best aging, cave aging your feelings? Not the best idea. In 2021, maybe you could, or maybe a footnote. Could I be a footnote in there? DSVM-7? Okay. Sorry, I got to get back to the listeners. So this podcast is a bit different. It's a podcast you don't really listen to. It's also a podcast that doesn't really put you to sleep. It more keeps you company while you fall asleep. So really my job is just to be here. And that's why the shows are over an hour or right around an hour. You got plenty of time to drift off. But if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here to the very end, keeping you company. So those are some pieces of good news, is I'll be here to keep you company and you don't have to listen to me. A couple other things new listeners like to know that they unfortunately never get to in early in the episode is structure of the show. That can really throw people off. Some people are already like, not listening anymore. But so show starts off with a greeting, so you feel welcome. Then there's business, so the show can be free. Then there's an intro from around minute 6 to minute 20 or so of me rambling and introducing the podcast. For new listeners, you get a taste of what to expect clearly here. I mean, we've covered currents and aged caves and feelings in Lore Valley. That's a lot of ground to cover. And you say, it almost makes sense what he's talking about. It almost makes sense. I mean, some people, cheesemongers and champagneers, they say you'd never put cheese and champagne in the same cave. Wait a second. We've never put champagne and cheese in the same caves before. What could happen? And you say, well, you could end up. I mean, there's a 50% chance your champagne would taste like cheese. Well, not good, maybe. I don't know. I can't drink champagne, but, or your cheese could taste like champagne, which that makes, you say, wait a second. That almost makes no sense. So that's kind of the intro. It introduces you to the show when you're new, but for regular listeners, it's part of their wind down routine. They barely listen to the intro while they're doing something else, getting comfortable, getting cozy or chillaxing, you know, doing something to wind down. And the intro goes on for 16 to 20 minutes to give you some distance from the day and to ease you into bedtime. That's just what I've seen works over the years. For those of us that struggle to sleep, that kind of want to style a show, you know, sleep just doesn't happen. It takes a little bit of, it doesn't take effort. I'm doing the effort here. I'm the one that's leasing out imaginary cave space. So it's just meant to ease you into bedtime or to be part of your wind down routine. So see how it goes. The other thing is seeing how it goes is important. You don't have to be open-minded, but you could say, well, I'll see if this works. Give it a few tries. And say, you can be doubtful and say, I doubt this, you know, I'm not sure about this podcast that I don't really need to listen to and that doesn't really make very much sense. And I'd say, it sounds like you're in the right place then. I'm not sure how to feel about this show. And give it a couple tries to barely listen to it and see how it goes. That's what most reviewers and regular listeners say. So that's that. So structure of the show. Oh, there's the intro. That's the purpose intro. Then there's business. Then we'll talk about the Great British Bake Off, Baking Bake Off show. I got to make sure to say all those words so that nobody comes and says, hey, one of those baking shows that takes place in Britain and it has people baking things. So we'll talk about that. Then the show ends with some thank yous and good nights. So that's the structure of the show. And finally, the most important thing is the reason I make the show, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can rest. Because if you get some sleep, the world's going to be a better place, really. You say, well, and I said, yeah, your world will be a better place. I want you to be able to flourish. And I also want to counteract the bedtime dread. I've been there, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. I've dealt with all that. And if I can help take your mind off of that stuff so that you can get comfortable or have the podcast as a part of your wind down routine, even if it's just for a couple of weeks or if you need it on a regular basis, that's my honor because I know how it feels in the deep, dark night. So that's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I really, really appreciate your time and you coming by. I work, believe it or not, I work very hard. I earn a nice drive. I'd really like to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple ways I'm able to bring this show twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switch to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, hello, bakers. It's a Scoots here. Are you ready? Get set, bake. Well, it's time to cover a Danish week here on series collection. What are we doing? Collection 6, series 9, I think, episode 8, Danish week. It is going to be interesting. It starts off with Hawaiian, the teaser with Hawaiian shirts and the good news, bad news, talking heads, tears, and lots of tears. Holy moly. And then we have the intro, the music playing. And the next thing we knew was like, holy flight of the Valkyries. We have Noel, who looks particularly tall in this shot. I don't know. He never looks this tall. And I don't think he's standing on anything, but he's dressed as, I don't know, he looks like he's, I think he's dressed as Bugs Bunny, dressed as the Flight of the Valkyries thingamajig. And Sandy's dressed as a Viking, and they're talking. Oh, and he's making puns, and she's giving him puns. It's a nice kind of little comedy bit. A Ford Norse code, Danish jokes, he says. Why did the Viking buy an old boat? And Sandy improves all the jokes. So how do Vikings send messages? And then he says, go ahead and speak. She says it's Danish week in Danish. She says, how do you do that? And she goes, I just speak. Then we see some bees and some flowers and the competitors all in Hawaiian shirts as a tribute to John. Though all the Hawaiian shirts, other than Briny's, are kind of similar. So I said, well, I don't know if that was someone on the staff's idea. Though Kim Joyce has a nice, I don't know, maybe I'm being, I just like it when I know that they picked out, I mean, maybe they don't even pick out their own outfits. Maybe they pick out a selection. Oh, the behind the scenes. We have talking heads. Ruby has never done Danish, Rahul's like, is a croissant Danish? Or I think that's what he says. I don't know. It's muted right now. Blooming quarterfinals. Game on. Kim Joy. Manon says Kim Joy is a baker to beat. Rahul, croissants Danish. Beach Boys. What does that say? Beach Boys cauldron? I don't know what that means. Convention. Noel says, what is this, a Beach Boys convention? I'm going to pause it right away once we have a close-up on the judges and the hosts because everybody has great shirts on. Three of the four. Paul has on I think that's an Oxford shirt and nice jeans. But Rue, Sandy, and Noel have print shirts on. And I have to look up, Noel's shirt is a different colored rabbits that say, oh boy. And I'm sure it's some pop culture phenomenon I'm missing. Sandy has a print shirt with flowers that look like they kind of were drawn, with some elephants and, what's that called? A toucan. And then Prue, let me get a shot of her shirt, because holy moly, hers has on, her shirt is, or actually, maybe it's more of a dress. I don't know, really, that's as far as my clothing, dress or shirt. But hers has this beautiful print. It's a gray background, and it has, not pastels, a couple pastel colors, but it has a purple pastel rabbit. A raccoon, some trees that are pastel blue. At some point, though, oh, there's a fox. I saw a platypus on her shirt. Or maybe I thought the raccoon was a platypus when it was playing and I didn't pause it. I think that is it. I thought the raccoon was a platypus. Smorborg. So that's what they have to make for their, what is this, the technical? What does it go? Technical showstopper. Oh no, this is the other one where they got to practice it at home. Smorsborg. Open sandwiches with open-faced rye sandwiches. And now that's my favorite bread. I don't know if, I think people know that. Yeah, Danish. I don't know, like, I have to check out a Danish rye. It's dark and dense, 24 hours to create. Which the bakers don't have. I think they only have an hour. No, there's no way they can make bread in an hour. Is that true? Very thick, but rye bread. Strong flavors. Beauty, simplicity. That's what Prue says. Oh, Paul says he wants a lot of rye, strong flavors. Lots of seeds. So Danish might have more seeds than a rye that I'm used to eating. I mean, I like some seeds in my rye. So everybody's mixing and, Sandy says, or Bruce says, a very thin piece of bread. It's important. Quarterfinals, Paul says, I'm going to be on their case. They go to Rahul, quarterfinals, buddy. He goes, yeah, I'm trying not to think about it. I'm just imagining it's a regular week. What are you making? Says one with smoked salmon, one with remoulade, carrot, celeriac, and shallots chopped up. We got pickling, curry, mayonnaise, pickle some cucumbers, then lemon, then asparagus, then dill leaves, then cheese, then beetroot. He goes on and on and on, just like Sleep With Me. And Noel says, time's up, man. You talked so long. And he goes, excuse me? Didn't get, like, missed a joke. Really great sequence, like editing wise, that they just left it in as that way. And then he's mixing. Sandy says to Ruby, you know, sandwiches are supposed to be named. So what's the name of your sandwich? And Ruby goes, I'm boring. And Sandy says, my dad has a sandwich named after him. Kloss talks. It's the Kloss. Sandwich. I miss everything, but he has a sandwich shop where they have a sandwich named after him. But Ruby's making post gym, like a brunch and a lunch one. Really sounds good. And Paul's questioning how much water she added compared to the flour. No liquid, 250 to 400. What are you doing? He's really messing with her. And Bruce says, don't listen to him. Now it's really sticky. Bryony's going to make, she's taking a risk, they say, because she's making two doughs, a light rye and a dark rye. Raul says, oh boy, basically making bread for Paul Hollywood. This is not great. Let's see what else. Totally plays head games, ball, post gym breakfast or lunch. Then they go to talk to usual nausea. That's what spanning the EU. That's what Bryony's doing. Spanning the EU, like little gardens. She's gonna have tomato swans. She's also wearing a bee pin. Oh, proving drawer. I'd like to look up the proving drawer. I don't have the space. I guess I don't make that much bread. I have one of those. I bought one of those basket, proving basket, though. Oh, you want me to prove that I have a proving basket? Well, I got to talk about this episode. I don't have time for that kind of I don't have time to prove about a proving basket to you. You don't want it to turn out dense and stodgy. That's why you're proving it. No, you want to prove it. Then we start seeing everybody's Raul's making his own cheese, as if I'm not mad enough, he says. Manon's adding a little sweetness to hers, mascarpone and gorgonzola. She goes, in France, we don't have sweet cheese flavors, but she's excited because it's going to be creamy and cheesy. Okay, that does sound good. You couldn't say that, creamy and cheesy. She's making a cheese and fruit smorgasbord. I don't know. I had it spelled out of how I wanted to pronounce it. Savory toppings. Paul goes on doubting Manon because of her technique of baking it in the pan. Is it going to touch the sides? It just sits in the middle, huh? Oh, boy. He says, that's trouble. He goes, is the dough been raw in the middle? And she goes, well, I tried it in a tin and it didn't work. He goes, didn't work, eh? Then we get a look at the kissing swan tomatoes. Noel says, Brian, are you going to make a radish goose? Then he goes, you know, Paul loves this kind of stuff. He loves drawing. I looked in his trailer. He was wearing a tutu. And he was drawing a unicorn or something. And then he saw me, he acted like he was just reading car magazines. Then we go to Kim Joy. She's making hard-boiled eggs into bumblebees, and that is really creative. Can't be soft-boiled, she says. And with cheese, flowers, radish, fish, and cucumbers, wholemeal sourdough. Alliteration, swim above a seabed of wholemeal sourdough. And everyone's trying to prove their bread, you know, and then see, did it rise? That'll do. Good rise. Raul's does not rise. And Paul's watching in the background. Everyone starts rolling stuff out. He's like, my bread did not rise. So he's super stressed. And everybody starts rolling up their bread. Hour to gauge. Not doughy. That doesn't, not dry. Not doughy, not dry. Oh, how to gauge when you bake it. Then Raul says, yeah, I'd put a lot of rye in there. Sandy goes, well, it's rye bread. He goes, yeah, but I put too much because then I can approve. He goes, well, what if I go? This is an interesting conversation I didn't pick up on. Let's see. He goes, who's going to announce my name if I go home? And Sandy goes, well, we switch off, so it would be Noel, because last week was me. Let me see. I just rewound it. Quite a lot of rye. Yes, it's rye bread. Who's gonna announce the name? Last week, it'll be Noel. Last week, John did. So it'll be Noel. We'll say goodbye if you're leaving. Because you want me to go get him now? Then everybody's putting stuff in the oven. Oh, dear. 1 hour left. Sandy shows Noel the oldest flag in the world, Danish flag. He says, makes a joke about the specific flag. Hour left. Oven gods. This could prove too much, a little pun, or too little. Oh, dear me. I don't know how many times Raul says that in this episode, but Ruby has a baby loaf. She goes, this is a little baby loaf. And Noel says, well, just pretend that it's in the distance. He's again making this funny little, Sleep With Me style jokes. Crucial cooking time. That was another really good use of alliteration there. Crucial cooking time. Dangerous game Raul and Brian are playing because they're leaving their stuff in the oven as long as possible. Sandy looks like she's wearing a flag around her neck right now. Oh, dear me, Raul says again during his dangerous game. Kim Joy's happy with how her bread turned out. I think this is when Ruby has it didn't rise as much as she had hoped. Small, but it'll be fine. Manon's letting hers cool. Noel says, are you doubting yourself? That's when she says, I got a baby loaf. Compared to everyone else's, let's see, Kim Joy is cutting her bread because they have a crucial cooling time. Did I say that already? I love that, crucial cooling time. And Manon already realized that hers is not a traditional rye bread. So yeah, Briny and Raul are going to have to cut their bread while it's hot, which is, I guess, not good. I think, you know, as I've been trying to do more, I guess I haven't been trying to do more bread, but I will make a rye bread the week after I'm recording this, which will be 2 months before you hear this. So you could ask me about it. 15 minutes. I also noticed they assemble their sandwiches before they put it on the bread. Most everybody, which I say, well, that's interesting. Never thought of that. Well, Kim Joy's one of her sandwiches. Maybe just the decorative stuff. Well, Briny's and Raul, yeah. Oh, because I guess they had to because they were letting their bread. His is a lot of seeds in there, which is probably very good. Like a whole meal seeded bread. I mean, that's like, I try not to wade into the great superfood debates, but that's got to be a superfood. And Briny has a nice marble rye look, but I don't know if that's a Danish rye. I think is what maybe. Kim Joy is using kelp, I think, or something else for seaweed for the stripes on the bumblebees. And then Briny loses the tomato swans. Oh, my little swans. So then there's 1 minute left. Swans get dropped in their end of time. Everybody's rushing. I mean, it's like intense, so sleepy. It looks like Ruby on her brunch one had like a kind of a soft-boiled egg, and Briny has a hard-boiled egg on hers. I'll be honest, I've never made a hard-boiled egg and then sliced it, put on a sandwich. I might have to try that. Briny has very thick bread. There's also puzzle pieces on someone's bread. I don't know if it's tomato or something shaped like that. So Ruby's up first, and her chicken looks really good too. Paul first cuts her bread. He says, this is structure. This is a good structure. Well done. Good color. Peru says she likes it. Tandoori chicken, cucumber ribbons. They're like, this flavor's good. That's a good sandwich. Well balanced, Bruce says. Chili, like it. Then the breakfast or brunch ones, avocado, asparagus, chorizo, and eggs. Real celebration of rye, Paul says. Sandy says, Mediterranean meets Denmark. Then Manon's up. Cheese and fruits, s'mores board. Paul goes, yeah, this is not a. It's not dense and filled with seeds. Then they cut up the sandwich. Goat cheese, beetroots, strawberries, glazed vinegar. Not very strong, not very savory. Too sweet, Bruce says. Okay. Almost needs some seasoning. It's a bit more like cheesy pudding. Yeah, they cut it up. They kind of cut up Manon, too. The chutney, the sandwich part of the chutney, walnut and cheese is good. But Danish open sandwich? No. This is a French bread. You've made a French loaf, Paul says. Then Kim Joy's up. Let's see. Where are we? Kim Joy. Beautiful texture. I hope it tastes as good as it looks. The flowers. Wow. I mean, everything. Fruit takes a big bite. Flavors are good. It can taste the rye. Paul's like that there's dill, capers, and avocado with the fish. Just needs to be a little bit stiffer, more seeds, to be honest. But Kim Joy's like, okay, that's pretty good for at least him in the middle. Now, Paul really draws it out on Briny. He goes, can you picture Peru in a coffee shop ordering a giant sandwich like this? Because her bread is about 1 inch thick and it's a 4x3 slice, but it's also an inch thick, which is sometimes good. Maybe not that inch thick. It would be good for French. I mean, I don't think you'd have a rye French toast, but And they go, geez, wait, I don't know, really taste a lot of rye. This is more like a malted roast loaf than a rye. And difficult, you know, you got a, this sandwich is not too thick. And it's a bit dry, the mackerel. So not rye enough, not dense enough, not an open-faced sandwich. So Bruce says, you got to do it good in another one. Paul says, it's a shame. Holy moly. Then we have Raul. He's like, mine went soggy. They go, man, this thing is dense. There's no air in here. Bit of a mess, Prue says, Raul. They eat it, and there's like a silent thing where he can tell. Paul goes, oh, dear. And Raul says, no, no. And he said, not for me, mate. It's awful. And Prue says, yes, stodgy, gluey, heavy. It was the proving, you know, you should have done it to some sort of other trick or something. Now, the sandwich, Paul says, it reminds me of something in Copenhagen. I thought he said Cape May. I was like, a Cape May sandwich, but a Copenhagen sandwich. And thing, Manon tries to comfort him. It's okay. They're harsh today, buddy. She says that to Raul. Outside shot. Not bad, Ruby says. Celebration of rye. What more could I want? A good. Raul says, yeah, Paul wouldn't even eat it. So, oh no. Manon says, that wasn't my best. But maybe I'm like a little bit less in the middle. And Kim Joy says, if it was bad, I'd be crying now. Then they cut to Bryony, who is crying. But she's like, I just got to get back on it. That's just who I am. Get back to work. Now we're on to the next one. This is the technical, I guess, going in, you know, the great custard cover, whatever. What do they call it? Crimping cover? I forgot already. I'll think of it. It's under the blanket. Why can't I think of it? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. They send them off. Technical challenge. Eboskiver. Let's see. Technical. 3 years. Paul via Sandy. I don't know what that is. Eboskiver was filled with, it's like a cinnamon spiced apple, strawberry jam dipping sauce. It's a spherical pancake. And it actually looks like it would be delicious. Somewhat like a donut hole in the U.S., but not deep fried, I guess. It's fried in its own container. Very confusing, too. People are like, I never even heard of this before. Paul explains it. Bruce says, I never have one, never heard of it. Sound incredibly difficult. He goes, yeah. He goes, look inside. It's a bit, I mean, it does look a bit like a donut. He calls it a round pancake, aerated. And on the, you have a pocket of apple and cinnamon in there. Smooth spherical pancake. And then you dip it. Lovely white batter. But it's very, he goes, the trick is you got these metal plates, half circles. So you got to put the batter in. As soon as it starts to firm up, rotate it. Then you have a hole when you rotate it. That's where you put the apple and cinnamon in. Then you rotate it again and your batter covers it. And he goes, this is going to be hard because, and he didn't actually laugh like he was doing it, but yeah, clearly he was. Then Noel's like literally up in Raul's face. He goes, okay, you got to make the apple and cinnamon and a strawberry preserve. Ruby's like, jam dipping sauce? What in the heck is that? WTF? Rotate to get a hole. Once everybody starts cooking it, they're like, I don't understand this. First, they're all making the jam and stuff. But yeah, it's not a pancake on pancake day. That's butter. Like, then everybody's whipping up their batter. Raul is doing two-handed. He's doing one batter with one hand and his jam with the other. Now, Manon says, my sister dated a Danish dude once, so I know what these are. Noel says, okay, oh boy, high five then. Danish dude who dated your sister before. Everybody's mixing up stuff, but also like looking. We get another drone shot, a fisheye shot of Noel, half hour left. and the evil skewer pan is very heavy. Everybody's buttering it, but they don't know what they're doing. Spoon the batter into the holes till they're 3/4 full. And you only have so much batter, so you can't really learn as you go. Beginning to firm, so don't let it cook too fully. Turn the evil skewer 90 degrees with 2 wooden skewers. What does 90 degrees mean? And also, Rob's like, 90 degrees? What do you mean? 90 degrees? Nope, that's flip it over. It's 180 degrees. Sandy's just watching. What does turn even mean? We see someone, Briony actually gets it. So does Kim Joy. And at least the initial construction. And then close it, turn it another 90 degrees. Also, the problem is if the pan's too hot, it's making extra crispy. Ruby does not get the whole part down, but hers get nicely cooked. So Ruby's got like the temperature. Briony gets one out and she goes, oh yeah, it's like a spherical pancake with apple inside. Okay. But people are having, yeah, everybody's having trouble with batter and temperature. This is challenging. And how do you get the stuff in? Where's the hole? Then stuff starts burning. Heat's too high. Holy moly. And Ruby's trying to stick her apple stuff in the bottoms. No bloody hole. Briony has success. Ted, too much. Trying to make you something. 5 minutes left. Doing our best. 5 minutes left to finish 7 of them. Oh, no. I think it's Raul. Get in there. How many do we need? We need 14. Briony's like, okay, I'm just going to sieve my jam. My evil skewer's done. Burned 1 minute, final touches. And they're like, these aren't what Sandy's going to look for, huh? Ruby says, thank goodness I had a decent signature. Everybody dusts them, puts them at the end of the table. Bakers, this is the end. Your time is up. Please bring them and place them to their photograph. So we get Ruby's, hers is the thing. They go, hung over a minute, torn open, stodgy. Nice cinnamon flavor, but this is not a dipping sauce. I don't know what having over a minute means. Let's see, Prue goes, uh-huh. This is about Ruby's. Hang on a minute. Oh, yeah, they're not in the inside. They're stuffed in. Then they go, Briony, neater, good chunky apples, good dipping, airy, just the right texture. Kim Joy, they say, color's not perfect, lots of apple, the sauce is good. Raul, they go, these had some issues, they're not cooked, they taste burnt. Manon, she has different size ones, there was a struggle with the temperature. Okay, let's figure this out best to worst. But they should go worst to best. Raul comes in 5th, Man in 4th, Ruby 3rd, Kim Joy 2nd, and Briony 1st. They clap for her, you know, because, you know, everybody loves Kim Joy, so they're happy. Plus, you know, it seems like Kim Joy's had 2 good performances. So people are also happy about that. Yeah, they're still on Man and so, well, this one's a walnut size one. There's good apple in there. Aerated enough. They just struggled with the temperature and consistency. Okay, so they ranked them. So we hear everybody. And let's see. Good bit of apple. So then, let's see, what are the talking heads say? Because this is it, you know, last challenge. Briony says, yay. Ruby says, it can be stodgy, but I'm in 3rd place. I didn't come in last. Raul goes, this is bad, man. Holy moly. Then we get some outside shots. Of course, it's now the next day. And a sky shot. Everybody walking in. One last challenge. Final chance for the bakers to earn their place in the tent. And actually at a... What time is the 27:37 left? There's a shot through a cubby in a cupboard with some tea and bread and Danish stuff. Apricots, a Danish, like a chocolate Danish, maybe a rye bread, probably. No evil skeevers, though, as they walk in. Then I think we go to table. Okay, table talk. Can I say I love Danish week? Noel says, are we having Halloween week? She got Danish week. She goes, every time I see you, it's like that goth week, maybe. So they go, hilarious Hawaiian shirts, but now reality setting in. Semifinals, so it's harder. And it's tight, huh? And like Paul goes, yeah, it's close. Ruby and Kim Joy are in position for Starbaker. Briny in the middle. Yeah, Briny could go up or down. Manon, very French. Look at the bread she made. It was good bread, but it wasn't Danish rye. And Raul, oddly, is in a bit of, you know, trouble. He's run out of confidence, maybe. This is the first time he's had a hard time where we were critical of him. And they go, so Sandy sums it up. Anybody could, you know, could anything could happen, more or less. Then we see a serious shot of all the bakers sitting up tall. And they say, okay, welcome back. Showstopper. Okay, so let's see. They set this thing up. I got to find through the cupboard, table talk, mugs, candles, and the flag. There's a big field over Prue's shoulders. And then they introduce the thing. Of course, I didn't write out how to pronounce it right now. Cagrion. Kagamon. It's a cake shaped like a person for celebrating their birthday. And the best bit is when you, the whole party yells out when they cut the cake because they started at the top. Perfectly baked, yeasted Danish pastry, intricately decorated, and include at least three different confectionery skills. This sounds like delicious for a birthday cake. And your marks get set, bake. Then there's lots of shots of the planning, of pictures for inspiration. Looks like Ruby's, let's see, let's go through. We got Briny has pictures, but then Ruby has something more, very more, I think it's Ruby's picture. More realistic, an actual structural diagram. It's even numbered, and have a pastry. It's like a balloon, everything. So, and also just a note, Ruby uses the same kind of notebooks I use, a little artistic license, delicious Danish roll is a whole actual size one. Bruce says, a Danish pastry filled and glazed. It's a bit shiny. And delicious sweets on top, lovely. Golden flaky pastry, beautiful soft inside, Paul says. Luxurious butter layers. Danish pastry is a great test because you have to get the Danish pastry right. Noel says, yeah, to be made, okay, so it has to be perfectly laminated, which is like the layers of butter in the dough, the delicate layers. So you have to keep the butter cold as possible for this work so it doesn't melt out. And over the next, it takes a while. Bake and chill, roll and fold, and, you know, make the perfect dough. But the tent is very hot. Easier said than done. Then they check in on Briny. Nana Pat, amazing woman in Briny's life. Still touches her toes at 93. And they have some pictures of her wedding day in 1948. Nice square shoulder dress. Very glam, very cool. Sherbert handbag, toffee heels. traditional Danish swirls, krumpetisse, ginger, blueberries, and Nana Pat still drives, Brian. He says, oh boy. Let's see. Neat circle of marzipan. Noel says, are you going to make it through the finals, Kim Joy? I can't wait. She goes, well, it's touch and go. And now Ruby's doing her sister, gorgeous child. I didn't know if that was like a bit of shade like that. She's saying her brother's, or her sister, is beautiful as a child, you know? I didn't know if that's subtle or not. She said, she's a gorgeous child. This is from a picture of my brother's birthday and how much fun she was having. So she's like holding balloons, honeycomb, chocolate truffles, marzipan, neat circle of marzipan for her face. And then Ball says, are you going to have marzipan over the Danish, over the whole thing? And she goes, Sandy says, don't let him do this. And she goes, yeah, he's trying to get in my head. And Sandy says, look at me. Ignore him. Look at me. And Ruby says, okay, I'm not going to let it happen. And then there's like some marshmallow production going on. A lot of people, Briny and Manon making marshmallows. Showstopper's going to take a range of skills to complete and get into the semifinal. More individual elements than ever before. Can't lose any time either. So everybody's rushing around back and forth. And then we have a sweet moment. Oh, this is a real here. Let's see. There's 22 minutes left when Noel goes to Raul. Hey, I believe in you, man. Do you know Star Wars? No, he says. You're Luke Skywalker. I'm Yoda. And he goes, what are you talking about? Strong in baking, are you? And Raul says, Luke Sidewater, what are you talking about? And he goes, you don't know Star Wars? Luke who? Like Luke Skywalker. He goes, don't know him. He goes, well, he's a Jedi. Maybe you were actually studying science while I was pretending to be a Jedi. One of the great moments in the season. Raul's doing an Indian king. Twisted knots, creme pat, marzipan, layer buttercream. And they go, whoa, whoa. Danish pastry with crisp and then covered in buttercream. And he goes, yeah, well, I don't like the shape. He goes, since it's bumpy, I want to also celebrate the Danish man. And then they go to Manon, who's doing a more simple version. She's going, said, I'm going quite plain. She goes, I just like pastry on its own. So like a plain croissant, everybody makes a look at that, like, oh boy. So hers is her friend. Let's see. I missed it. She's doing a version of one of her friends, Stina, birthday girl. And what else we got? Danish. Oh, they talk about what butter are you using. And she goes, Danish butter. And Paul says, that's not a professional butter. He said, professional butter? I'd like to call myself professional butter. And he goes, French butter is a pro butter. And she, I mean, I think she's like, are you kidding me? He goes, so it's a higher melting temperature, so it doesn't melt. And even Prue says, Paul, this is ridiculous. She's already started. One, two, Prue doesn't say this, but you'd probably criticize her if she's using French butter. So just zip it up. So Prue's not happy with Paul, not ideal. There's definitely the sequence of stress and sighing and work and hang on. Crystal has ginger, honeycomb. Honeycomb covered in chocolate is what Ruby's sister likes. That sounds good. Now with limited time, where are you going to focus your energy? Raul, Manon, Ruby concentrating on their sweets. Everybody trying to breathe. Chocolate Rain. I don't know if that was on purpose that Raul's going to sing that song, the classic song with so much meaning. Then people are decorating their faces. you know, Kim Joy's doing such a good job. And Sandy said, wow, that's gorgeous. And Kim Joy goes, well, a little bit. She goes, do you paint? Well, it's a little gorgeous and weird, to draw your friend on a piece of marzipan. So Kim Joy's doing her friend, who's an opera buff, doing, of course, her amazing piping. Then Sandy checks in with Briony, who's doing the dress. And she goes, is that cooked or not? And Briony says, it's marzipan. And Sandy goes, oh, I thought it was underdone dough. See how much I've learned? Then Noel pops into Ruby's freezer, says, what are you doing in there? She goes, oh, these are my truffles. He goes, well, they're not the same size. You got to make sure they're the same size. And she starts changing. He goes, no, don't really do it. And she goes, too late now. You said it. Then Noel does like a trick with Danish bunting kind of flags and pretends he's a magician. Which is funny, man. And then everybody's like, holy moly, this is it. So Charlotte is an opera buff. That was Kim Joy's friend. Everybody's stressing. You don't want to get in a knot working on your pastries. There was another pun. Oh, wait, I just saw somebody had something written on their hand. Let's see if we can see what it is. Okay. Whose hand is it? Let's see. Not Raul's. Whose hand is next? I don't know whose hand it is. So far, I'm seeing everybody. Oh, there it is. I mixed it again. Whoever's making like a cinnamon dough type thing. So not Manon. I don't know whose hand it was, but I couldn't read it either, so it doesn't matter. And everybody's trying to put theirs together, before they bake it. All the little pieces. Bake it now, though. You got to get moving. Don't want to make the head too big because it's still going to rise. Nana Pat's hair. Oh, too much material. We're always trying to figure, I still have to prove my stuff, man. This is, I got to get moving. Critical decision. How long to prove their dough? If you don't do it long enough, it'll be heavy and dense, as we already know. But if you go too long, the butter will leak out. So, come on. And then Noel goes to Manon. He says, yours looks like the game Operation. And she goes, what? And he goes, yeah, that game Operation. And she goes, in France, it's called like Crazy Dr. Magoo or something. Dr. Maboul. Dr. Maboul. He goes, what does that mean? Crazy doctor. Then everybody's kind of like, man, what am I going to do? It's so hot out. So Kim Joy says, maybe I should stop proving and start baking because it's so warm. Kim Joy's friend has been proving for 15 minutes, Sandy says, as she tries to decide. I don't want to lose the lamination from the temperature in the room. Everybody kind of, you never know how they're editing it, but everybody has like a shocked face. As she's the first in to put her stuff in the oven. Rahul's making chocolate bonbons for the freezer. Briony has some sort of sherbet powder. I don't know what that is. But it's very strong flavored caramel being made by Manon, who keeps trying to breathe. Then everybody else starts putting their stuff in the oven. Short bake is what Danish pastry says. Raul starts seeing his butter leak out right away. Oh, dear me. I don't know. That's like 3 or 4 times. He says it a lot from now on. Kim Joy sees her. She says it looks really flaky. That's not good. And puffy. Butter leak. Oh, dear me. He breathes. Manon says, mine have opened up a bit. A lot of pressure, man. Says, holy, breathes again. Kim Joy's pulling hers out of the oven. She goes, man, this turned out flaky and gigantic. Not as delicate or small as I wanted it. She also is trying to take it out with one hand. I think she's the one who wrote on her hand. which I said, don't be careful. Holy moly. Then we get a drone shot coming out of the backfield, I think. Then Sandy and Noel do some acting. Noel does a thing where he expires. Baker's 1 hour, 1 hour left. Aunt Sandy's the victor. She goes, you got less. And she taps her shield. I love this week. Bryony opens her oven. Okay. Looking good. Crispy on the outside. Lovely lamination. There's lovely, lovely lamination. Ruby's got some nice color, she says. Raul, oh boy, not good. Weird way it's risen, and it's not, it's crispy on the outside, but bready on the inside. Manon has the same problem. So that's a lot of oh dear me. So they're going to have to put it in the oven, but without it, you know, even with pizza, I've had this happen where you got to cook the inside, but not, you know, make the outside worse. And so then now we're getting some decoration shots, some things, okay. But Raul and Manon are still trying to get theirs made. Or baked. Somebody says, is something burning? Noel tries one of Bryony's like scrums. He says, this is delicious. But yeah, then somebody says something's burning. You can't tell if it's Raul or Manon's. They're both like, oh no. And both of those look like it's a little bit overcooked. Raul goes, tried my best and this is it. Manon's is burned a bit. Hard to make a big slab of pastry look good. So she's stressed to 15 minutes. Assembly of the dough. Prove it. How long? Oh, that was earlier, wasn't it? Yeah. Ruby mentions that she was the quietest in her house growing up. Then we had another, oh, dear me. Rahul shakes his head as time is up. And it's Stress City. Like right now, I'm watching the assembly and decorative process, braiding the hair, like really making it come together. This would be perfect for a morning brunch birthday party, especially like where there's kind of like you could just take the pieces of Danish off, like pull apart Danish kind of thing. Fresh raspberries. Everything's coming together for some people, but Raul can't even cut his piping bag. He's so stressed at 5 minutes. And let's see, Ruby can't find any scissors. Toffee, Bryony, toffee. Raul's shaking as he tries to do the eyes and stuff. And everybody's taking their candies out of different molds. And, yeah, putting it together. Jellies, marzipan, I guess, skirts, marshmallow braids. So a lot of stuff happening. And then the time is up. Place your showstoppers at the end of your workstations. Let's see. Yeah, and then we'll do the judging. First, we get a shot of the stream, a shot of the tent, and this is intense. Everybody's sitting there. Kind of time to check everybody's showstoppers. Ruby's up first. She goes up, sets it down. We look at everything. Hers looks just like a picture. This is your sister? Yeah, this is. She had a fun, bubbly personality when she was younger. Absolutely sweet. It really is. Danish pastry, Paul says, looks like Danish pastry. Good layers, good butter. Crispy on the outside. If you'd glazed it, it would have been nice. Maybe apricot jam. Pastry's lovely, but apricot glaze, not just for look, but for taste. You need some sweetness. But it is buttery. Honeycomb is good. Very good. Ginger works. That's delicious. Overall, nice design is effective. Very nice, simple, and effective. So Ruby's happy. Then Manon goes, and Bruce says, okay, I like the skirt of Marshmallow. That's beautiful. But what filling's in there? Paul says, and Manon says, just chocolate and plain. He goes, And he goes, that's pan de chocolate. And then they cut it. Then they do this sequence. Everybody laughs. Paul takes one bite of Danish. Undercooked in the middle, overcooked on the outside, Bruce says. Too high on the oven, too long. And he goes, yeah, butter leaked out. And then gets soaked up into the bottom. And then cooks it. Bruce says it's fried on the bottom. And it looks like it happened with all of them. So, oh boy, they say, pool of butter solidified, congealed. And chocolates, they taste, chocolates are good, very professional looking, actually. But your pastry, you got an issue with. Pretty poor on the baking. The show's called Bake Off, by the way. Then they go to Kim Joy's. Her piping is exquisite, Bruce says. But, you know, Kim Joy's real stressed already. She goes, yeah, this is my friend Charlotte wearing a gown. They go, the design's impeccable. I mean, really good. But, Paul goes, I can see there's no butter. So your butter all leaked out. Those gaps, your butter's gone. So what happened with the dough? It's underbaked, soggy, Bruce says. Underproofed. And Kim Joy goes, yeah, this is what I decided to do because it was warm. And she realizes her mistake, so she gets really strong feelings. Brian is trying to help her through it, though. She can barely listen because Paul's like, what happened with the creme pat? And what's in there? And Brian goes, it's okay, Kim Joy. And some of this is good. The chocolates are good. Jellies are nice. Pastry, not good. Bar's band, good. And they go, thank you, Kim Joy. And Sandy, man, she's so caring. She goes, let me help you. It's okay. Now I could see, this has got to be intense. For someone that is anybody that works there and really empathizes and gets close to the contestants. Okay, then Brian, he goes, Nana Pat, and she goes to ginger creme pat, dried blueberries, vanilla marzipan, sherbet, toffee on her shoes, marshmallow necklace. Not a beard, a necklace. So they cut up her Danish, take some bites. Lovely flavor, good. Blueberry's nice, color's nice. So that's good. The sherbet's very sherbet-y on the bag. Holy cow, Paul makes a face. Nice flavor. This is the closest to a Danish pastry. Then Raul goes, we see it. It looks good to me. I guess a little bit overcooked to the Danish-wise, but he's stressed, man. Burnt, they say. You left it in the oven 10 minutes too long. But I like this, the decoration, the buttons and the jellies. So then they do the cutting. Everybody makes the joke, but it's just to break up the tension. Paul takes a bite. Tough, really dry. And marzipan's lovely, nice flavor. Jelly sweets are really good. Amazing, perfect, they say. Summer mixed berry, stuffed chocolate, that's good. And the buttons have raspberry jam. And they say, oh boy, they're so good. Sandy tries one. But pastry is disappointing. So hopefully his candy, his candy's to, you're at this point in the episode. But Ruby goes and hugs him because he goes, I'm going home. She goes, stop saying that. Everyone's feeling that way. And he goes, no, it's me. So then we do talking heads. He goes, yeah, I deserve it. Kim Joy doesn't even know if she can talk about it. She's feeling so intense. Manon says it's fine, but she's feeling very intense. So then we go to table talk. A lot of strong feelings. So Sandy says, okay, where are we? And they go, well, Briny's back up. She did well. Ruby did well. Kim Joy slipped down, could leave. Manon and Raul are in trouble. I mean, Manon made the sweets, but really didn't put a lot of time, anything in her pastry. And Raul burned them, basically. Overbaked the pastry, butter runs out. And they say, okay, Star Baker's easy, but who's going home? And Noel says, I'll put on some tea. And Sandy says, I'll get a bottle of bubbly or fizzy water. I don't know what she calls it. It's a bottle of fizz. Then they go for Star Baker. There can only be one mermaid in Copenhagen Harbor, Sandy says. So I'll have to learn what that means. And she goes, this is harder and harder each week, as she says before that. And Star Baker is Ruby. Everybody cheers for Ruby. Raul kind of gives her like an extra hug. Noel goes, I got the, you know, unfortunate job. Not great. Everybody breathes. The person who's leaving this week is Manon. And you could kind of see surprise with Kim Joy and Raul in relief, but more surprise or shock that they're not going home. And obviously, man is feeling very strongly because, but Bruce says, you should be proud of yourself. This was amazing. And she goes, it'll be okay. Yeah. And Ruby's holding her. Manon says, it's just baking. Paul gives her a hug. You did really well. It was that panda chocolate that did it. She goes, I learned a lot. Even some things I didn't think I could make. Stronger baker, stronger person. Hopefully that's what that means. Sad to see Manon go. She's a good baker, just not a good Danish baker, Bruce says. And Paul says, Raul, man, next week you better step up. And he says, I didn't even expect it. Holy, holy. Congratulations go out to Briny. Briny goes, holy cow, I'm through to the semifinals. What? And Kim Joy goes, see you next week, oh boy. Then Ruby gets hugs from the judges. It's very happy. Paul says, I'm happy for her to get Star Baker. This is when you want to be on up. Ruby calls her family, and they all yell at once that she's Star Baker. She goes, I told you I'm the quiet one. Told you so. And that's the end of the episode, all right? Here's some thank yous. Thanks for listening. Good night. All right, I want to thank everyone that became a patron recently. Vicky, Craig, and P-Rex, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Eric, Lexi, and Julia. Thanks, and good night. Marjorie, Linda, and June. Thanks, and good night. Alyssa, Jenny, and Lindsay. Thanks, and good night. Judy, Thomas, and Tim. Thanks, and good night. Paige, Carolyn, and Dan. Thanks, and good night. Christina, Gianna, and Steven, thanks, and good night. Max, Monica, and Elizabeth, thanks, and good night. Wendy, Alan, and Joaquin, thanks, and good night. Michelle, Catherine, and Jennifer, thanks, and good night. Jason, Julia, and Jill, thanks, and good night. Cassie, Melissa, and Una, thanks, and good night. James, Rob, and Sarah, thanks, and good night. Brandon, Taylor, and Renee, thanks, and good night. Alan, Marcus, and Nadia, thanks, and good night. Lindsay, Garrett, and Hildy. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Good night. Laura, Kevin, and Brian. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks. Good night. David and Shannon. Thanks. Thanks. And good night. And Jack and Annie. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Thanks everybody who supports the show on Patreon. Thanks everybody who supports the sponsors. That's how we get the show out twice a week for free. And I want to thank everybody who spreads the show. That's a free way to spread the word about podcasts or Sleep With Me. Just show people how to listen in their podcast app of choice. Thanks and good night. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.